Okay, good morning. We're up to Daf Tzadi Chet Amud Aleph, and actually the line that we're up to is one of the most beloved lines of the religious Zionist philosophy. The Gemara says, we're talking about the coming of Mashiach, and religious Zionism starts as a messianic movement. The real origins of it probably are the students of the Gaon of Vilna, when the early 1800s wanted to go to Israel under the belief that if people would move to Israel and the land of Israel would start to again have the mitzvot of the land fulfilled in it, that would arouse the process that Mashiach would then come to complete. And so religious Zionism is in many ways built on a very messianic and redemptive idea that through human effort, that will contribute to the process of that we're learning about, Yimot HaMashiach, the days of Mashiach, not just human effort of doing mitzvot, but literal human effort of settling the land and building a state and supporting the state, that will further the idea of Geula, of redemption. So the Gemara here says, we're talking about Mashiach. We saw yesterday a discussion whether we need to have repentance in order to get Mashiach. There was a dispute. Rabbi Yeshua said there's a certain set time for Mashiach regardless of repentance. And the Gemara says that ultimately Rabbi Yeshua wins the dispute, that Rabbi Eliezer is quiet. There are verses this way, verses that way. But then ultimately Rabbi Eliezer concedes that redemption will come at the time whether there is repentance or there isn't. So now the Gemara says, "V'amar Rabbi Abba said, we're nine lines down, Ein l'chaketz megulem izeh. There's no more revealed revelation of the end time than this. Shenamar, as it's written in the book of Yechezkel, V'atem harei Yisrael, and you, the mountains of Israel, anfeichem titenu, give your branches, uperyechem tisu, and carry forth your fruit, La'ami Yisrael, to my nation Israel, ki kirvu lavo, for they are close to arriving." This is an amazing thing, that throughout many, many years, when Jews were not in the land of Israel was a wasteland. Nothing would grow. There was a very famous author here in the United States. He used the pen name of Mark Twain. So Mark Twain, he was a humorist. He used to write funny articles. So he was hired by a magazine called Harper's Monthly to travel on a new technology called the steamboat to the Middle East with a group of Christians. And he published his travelogue, his description of the journey, in 1867. Just to give you a sense of context, the Civil War ended in 1865. This is 2 years, or 2 or 3 years after the end of the Civil War, where he called it the New Pilgrim's Progress, and then he renamed it the Innocents Abroad. And in that travelogue, talking about what Israel was like, he speaks about getting to Palestine, and he writes that nothing was growing anywhere. No trees, it was a wasteland, there would be these nomadic bands of what he, you know, he has very politically incorrect descriptions of Muslims. But basically these horrible people, they don't have homes, they don't have a place where to live, they don't have fields, they steal everything, they lie about everything. And Israel is a total emptiness. He describes going to Jerusalem, he says, every mountain was more empty than the mountain next to it until you get to Jerusalem. He said, it's such a miserable environment. And now, Baruch Hashem, you go to Israel and you see that in Israel there's amazing things. The Israeli peach trees produce 5 times as many peaches as the peach trees everywhere else in the world. And in Israel you have grass and agriculture, even in places where people thought you couldn't have it, like in the desert and other things like that. So that's the fulfillment of this verse where the prophet Yechezkel said, "Atem harei Yisrael, you the mountains of Israel, anfechem titenu, you will give your branches, upir yechem tisu, and you will lift off your fruit." You're going to produce fruit. And that's the sign. The Gemara says, "Ein lecha ketz megulem izeh." There's no more revealed sign of the redemption than the land of Israel becoming fertile again. And so Baruch Hashem, we've merited to live in a time where already for the last 100 years, the land of Israel is becoming fertile. Today it's very, very fertile. And that, the Gemara says, is the greatest possible sign of the redemption, of the end time. Ki kervu lavo, my people are close to arriving.
I don't think they said this is what will bring Mashiach. Maybe this is what their opinion, if things like this and this and this happen, will come Mashiach.
They hoped, obviously, because he's not here yet. So
no, I'm just saying.
It can only be understood as a hope.
Statement.
Right.
You know?
That's right. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Af Zeh, this is also the following verse, is a sign of redemption. This is from the prophet Zechariah. Shenamar, it says, Ki lifnei ha-yamim ha-him, before those days, Schar ha-adam lo nihiyah, the wages of a man won't be, Schar ha-behimai nena, and the wages of an animal are not there, V'layotzei v'laba, in shalom enatzar, and for those who go out and those who come in, there's no peace from the enemy. In other words, before the time of the redemption, there won't be any wages, there won't be any money, because as we saw before, in that 7-year period, part of it is a time of terrible famine, of terrible deficiencies. Explains the Gemara. My, what's the meaning that layotzei v'laba ein shalom enatzar? For the one who goes out and the one who comes in, there's no peace from the enemy. Rav Amar Rav explained, Av Talmidei Chachamim, means that even the Torah sages, Shekasov Hem Shalom, about whom it is said that they have peace, Tetzliv, as it says, Shalom Rav, there's great peace, Lo Avei Torah Secha, to those who love your Torah, In Shalom Yipnei Tzar, there won't be any peace because of the enemies, Ushmuel Amar, because of all the difficulties, Ushmuel Amar, Ushmuel says what it means is, Ad Shu Kala Sha'arim Kulan Shkulim, all the prices are going to be the same. No one's going to be able to make any profit. No one's going to be able to make money. Amar Reb Chanina said, Ein ben David ba, ad she yispakesh, dag lachole, v'lo yimatze. Mashiach's going to come when they look for a fish for sick people to try to heal him, and they can't find fish. Shenamar, as it says, az ashkia me mehem, then I'll make their water sink, and I'll make their rivers, their waters will sink, and their rivers will be like oil. In other words, the water will become thick like oil, and fish won't be able to be lifted out of it. I mean, that's the time of redemption. It says it afterwards, by Yomahu, on that day, I'm going to make the horn rise, grow to the household of Israel. In other words, there's going to be redemption.
Rabbi, you have such contradictory things. One says it's going to be plentiful, one says it's going to be scarce. But yesterday we learned that only when there's horrible actions of Klal Yisrael, then they're going to come. Next thing it says, no, only if you do a tshuva, only if you could. So no one, you're contradicting each other on each statement.
Well, first of all, there are different opinions, there are arguments,
okay,
right? And also, I think the key point to understand is that the arrival of Mashiach is to force us to recognize in greater clarity that we are totally dependent on Hashem, and Hashem is in charge. And so therefore all these other things that people feel secure about, someone feels secure that he has wealth, that he has health, he feels safe, he thinks he can live tomorrow because he's healthy today or wealthy today, all of that is gone. And you only can depend on Hashem. Ein lanu amili sha'ein, ela lavinu shevashemayim. We can only rely on our Father who's in heaven. Amar Rav Chama bar Chanina, Rav Chama the son of Chanina said, Ein ben David ba, Mashiach won't come, at shetichle malchus hazolam Yisrael, until even the minimal kingdom will leave Israel. There won't be any kingdom. Shenemar, as it says, v'charas hazalzalim b'mazmeros, the zalzalim, in other words, the branches of the grapevine, are going to be cut down. In other words, the leaders of the Jews, the princes, the kings, are going to be cut down. Ksiv Basrein, it says afterwards, Ba'isahi, at that time, Yuval Shai LaHashem Tzvakot, there'll be a gift brought to Hashem, the Lord of Hosts, Amim Mushach Umimorat, a nation that's been pulled from place to place, a nation that's had its hair torn out, will be brought as a gift to Hashem. In other words, the redemption will come. There'll be the ingathering of the exiled and dispersed, afflicted Jews. Amar Ze'iri said, Amar Rebbe Chanina said, Ein Ben David Ba, Mashiach won't come, Ad Sheyuchlu Gasei HaRuach MiYisrael, until the arrogant people leave the Jewish people. Shemar, as it says, Ki Az Asir Mikirbeich Alizei Gavateich, then I will remove from your midst the joyous, arrogant ones. And then, uksiv, and once the arrogant ones are gone, it says, v'ish'arti b'kirbeich am ani vadal, I'll leave in your midst a nation that is impoverished, that feels poor and weak and submissive, v'chasu b'shem Hashem, and they will come find shelter in the name of God. They'll find shelter under the shade of the Almighty. Amar Reb Simlai Mishum Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Reb Simlai taught the name of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Ein Ben David Ba, Mashiach won't come, Ad Sheyichlu Kol Shoftim V'Shotrim Yisrael, until all the judges and policemen of Israel are gone. Shenamar, as the verse says, V'ashiva Yadi Alayich, I will return my hand upon you, V'etzrof Kabor Sigayich, and I will purify all of your impurities. In other words, all those who are impure are going to be removed. And Vashiva Shoftaya Kivarishon, and after the impure ones are removed, in other words, after the bad judges are removed, get redemption. Vashiva Shoftaya Kivarishon of Yotzaya Kivatchila, I'll return your judges as they were in the beginning. And Acharichain, and after that, Yikare Lachir Hatzedek, they'll be called about you the city of justice, Kirya Ne'emana, the loyal town. Wow. Amar Ula Ula said, En Yerushalayim Niftes Ela Bitzdaka, Jerusalem is only redeemed through charity. Shenamar, as the verse says, Tzion B'mishpati Padez, Zion will be redeemed through justice, V'shaveh Bitzdaka, and her returnees will return through charity. Through people giving charity, then we will merit redemption. Amrav Papa, Rav Papa said, I batli yihiri, if all the arrogant leave the Jewish people, then batli angushi, then we're going to lose also all the sorcerers who cause pain to the Jewish people. I batli dayani, if we're not going to have the wicked judges, then batli gzirafti, we're going to also get rid of all the non-Jewish policemen who afflict us through their power. Ibatli hiri batli amgushi, if we can get rid of all the arrogant ones, we'll get rid of all the sorcerers, d'chsev, as it says, v'etzrov kabor sigayich, I will purify your impurities, v'asira kol bedilayich, and I'll remove all the bedilayich. In other words, if I get rid of the big ones, the arrogant ones, and I'll also get rid of the bedilayich, all the sorcerers. V'ibatli dayanein, if we get rid, those who've separated from God, and if we get rid of the evil judges, batli gzirafti, then we won't have problems of non-Jewish policemen. D'chsev, as it says, Hesir Hashem mishpatayich, God has removed your justice, pina oiveich, he has removed your enemy. I think there are lots of arrogant people, but certainly
most of them are liberals, I think.
I don't know if you can say most. There are a lot of arrogant people, and that's a very, very big problem. Arrogance is a terrible, terrible thing.
Liberal judges is talking about liberal.
These dayanim that they're talking about here, are these Jewish dayanim?
Yes.
These are bad Jewish dayanim?
Correct. Corrupt Jewish dayanim, and when their Jewish dayanim are corrupt, that unfortunately gives license to the wicked non-Jews to cause us problems. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said further, Im ra'ita dor shemitma'et v'holeich, if you see a generation getting less and less, according to the Marsha, it means they're having less and less money. Hakelo, that's a sign that Mashiach is imminent, he's close, and wait for him. Shenamar, as it says, V'es'am ani toshia, and a poor nation you will save. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Imra Isador Shetzaros Rabos Ba'os Alav Kanahar. If you see a generation that has many difficulties coming on him, like a river that doesn't stop, Hakelo, that's a sign that Mashiach is coming. Shenamar, as it says, Ki Avo Kanahar. It'll come like a river. Tsar, the enemy, Ruach Hashem, Nosasavo. So when the enemy is coming like a river, and the Spirit of God is Nosasavo, is puncturing him, God seems to be destroying the Jews. V'samichle, then right afterwards, Uvalet Zion Goel, and to Zion will come the Redeemer. For sure. Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein ben David ba, ela bedor shakulo zakai." Mashiach will come either in a generation that is all totally virtuous. In other words, everyone will be tzaddikim. Oh, kulo chayiv, or all guilty, that everyone is guilty and deserving of punishment. So I remember hearing this, people always say, okay, well, I don't think most people are righteous, and I want Mashiach to come, so I might as well join in the sinners, so we get a generation shekulo chayiv. So the Radak says, no, it doesn't mean kulo chayiv. It doesn't mean that everyone is sinful. It means that the majority are sinful. And we have a rule, rubo kikulo. The majority is like the whole thing. But each individual person should still be as righteous as he can be, even though most people are not righteous. He should be righteous. And if the majority is sinful, then Mashiach can come. As we find in the verse says, Dor Shekulo Zakai could be a generation that's fully virtuous, fully righteous, fully innocent. The verse says, V'ameich Kulam Tzadikim. And your nation are all righteous, all of them tzaddikim, la'olam, yershu aretz, and they will inherit the land forever. They'll get Eretz Yisrael, they'll have Mashiach, or bedor shekulo chayiv, or generations fully guilty. Tichsev, as the verse says, vayar ki ein ish, he saw that there was no man, no righteous person, vayish domain, and he was shocked, ki ein mavgiah, for there was no one who was able to pray for the redemption. And the verse says that God says, good, there's no merits. I do it for my own sake. L'ma'ani, l'ma'ani eset. I will do it only for my sake. Ki eichi echal, uchvodi l'acher lo yitain. The Jewish people don't have a merit. So God says, I will save the Jews for my sake, because my name is being desecrated when the Jews are suffering in exile. And in order to create Kiddush Hashem, to increase the glory of God, God will redeem us and bring about redemption.
So Rabbi is talking about either all tzaddikim or all
the opposite.
Russia, I think that
the majority. Impossible. So either the majority tzaddikim or the majority rishayim. That's okay. What the Radak explains. Majority.
This opinion is impossible to happen.
Why? It could be most people could be sinning. Today most Jews are sinning. Presumably.
Yeah, okay.
Amar Rabbi Alexandri said, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rami. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked about a contradiction. Ksiv, on one hand, the verse says, Be'ita, that the redemption will come at its time. There's a set time, and when that time is supposed to be here, then Mashiach arrives. Ksiv, on the other hand, the verse says, Achishena, I will speed it up. It sounds like whenever God wants to, he can make it faster. And he's trying to go before the set time. The answer is like this. Zachu, if the Jews merit, achishena, God will bring it faster. Lo zachu, if we don't merit, beita, it'll come at its set time.
You know, this actually seems to parallel the discussion of how it's possible that the Jews could have been redeemed from Egypt in a time that was less than what Hashem promised to Avraham. And, you know, at the same time, well, the Jews needed to be redeemed. They were such a low level. They would have fallen apart. That seems very similar to
this discussion. Very true. Very true. And the Maharal adds that you have a lot of disputes about what is the nature of Mashiach. Is the nature of Mashiach a miraculous era? Like we saw, Morach V'da'in, he'll have the ability to smell, and through smelling, judge and determine who's righteous, who's guilty. Or is the times of Mashiach still basically nature? Nothing is really changing. It's still the natural order. But we'll have a Jewish leader instead of being ruled by Goyim. We'll be ruled by ourselves. We'll be able to rule over ourselves. So the Maharal says that's also connected to this. If the redemption comes Achishana sooner, then it's miraculous. If it comes Be'ita, if it comes at its time, then it's within the folds of nature. Nature is still the same, but we have independence of Jews being able to rule over ourselves without having to be ruled over by the non-Jews. Amar Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Alexandri said, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rami Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked about a contradiction. Ksiv, on the one hand, the verse says about Mashiach, Va'aro im anane shmaya kvar enosh ase. And like with the clouds of the heavens was the image of man. So in other words, it sounds like Mashiach is coming on clouds. Just like clouds come quickly, Mashiach is coming quickly. Uksiv, on the other hand, the verse says that Mashiach is aniver ochev al achamor. He's a poor man riding a donkey. The donkey moves slowly. It sounds like Mashiach is coming very deliberately. The answer is the same answer. Zachu, if we merit him, anane shmaya, he'll come with the clouds fast. Lo zachu, if we don't merit, ani rochev al chamor, he comes as a donkey, as a poor man riding a donkey, deliberately, step by step. Amar le shvor malka le Shmuel. Now Shvor Malka was a non-Jewish Persian king. So he said to Shmuel, Amritu Mashiach al chamra asi. You say that your Redeemer is coming on a donkey? So he was making fun. He said, Ishtar le susaya brakadisli. I can send him, if you need a donation, I can give a donation of a nicely combed horse that I have. And then Mashiach can come in a more respectable way. So he responded also in a non-serious answer. Amalei said to Mias Lachbar Chiver Gavni, do you have a horse that has 100 different colors on him? Do you have a horse that's multicolored? That's the donkey of Mashiach. Mashiach is riding a donkey of 100 different colors. In other words, it's a special donkey. You know, you can't replace it with your horse. Your horse wouldn't be as good.
King Shapur would say such a thing?
Persian humor, there you go.
Yeah, he's being sarcastic, right?
Everyone's being sarcastic, I guess.
Persian?
They're being sarcastic.
Definitely not Syrian.
It's not Syrian. It's not Syrian humor. We now have stories with Eliyahu Anavi, the prophet Elijah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Ashkeche le'Eliyahu davakaya piska demarata. He met Eliyahu, who was standing at the entrance of the burial cave of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So apparently it was at the time that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was there, and he was alive, and he was hiding from the Romans. Amaleis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to Eliyahu Anavi, Asina la'alma da'asi, am I going to get into the next world? Amaleis, Elijah the prophet said to him, Imirtza adon azeh. If this master wants, you're coming to the next world. Who's the master? The Shekhinah Kedosha. The Holy Divine Presence was there together with them at that moment. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua Malevi. Rabbi Yeshua Malevi said, Shnaim Reisi. I saw two people. I saw Eliyahu Anavi and I saw Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. But V'kol Shlosha Shamati. But I heard three because the sound of the Divine Presence, the Shekhinah, was heard there as well. Amar Leh, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked another question to Eliyahu Hanavi. Emas asi Mashiach, when is Mashiach coming? Amar Leh, zil shayla didei. He said, go ask him yourself. He said, hey chayasa, well, where will I find him? He told me, you'll find him apischa de Romi, at the gate leading to Rome. So the commentators explain that that refers to Gan Eden, which is parallel to Rome. Umay simani. So how do I know that it's Mashiach? So Eliyahu Navi told him, Yasubeni aniye sovli chalaim. He's sitting amongst the poor people who have all sorts of wounds and illnesses. Lekul and all those others who have illnesses, when they're trying to clean off these plagues and leprosies that they have, Sharu v'asir b'chad zimna. They open up at one moment all of their bandages, and they clean them, and then they put the new bandages back on, or the old bandages back on. Iu, but he's different. Shari chad, he takes out, he opens up one bandage. V'asir chad, and then right away he closes it up. Why? Because Amar, because he's saying, maybe I'm going to be called to redeem the Jews. And if I'm called and all of my bandages are out, it's going to take time to put all the bandages back on. So let only one bandage be off. I can put that one back on quickly and quickly go to redeem the Jews.
He's coming from Rome or parallel to Rome? What's that?
Mm-hmm. He's sitting in the gate of Rome. Simple reading is he's sitting in the gate of Rome with the poor people that are there. And then Rashi says he's sitting in Gan Eden.
How does the gate of Rome resemble the gate of Gan Eden?
The Maharsha explains because Mashiach was born when the Romans plundered the Jews and brought us to Rome as captives. And then, that's when the soul was prepared.
Are they talking about like when they took over Yerushalayim as the Yerushalayim as being the Rome at the time? Possible.
I don't
know. He's sitting. Yerushalayim.
They did occupy Yerushalayim, but here it's a reference to Rome itself.
To Rome itself.
So Azalagabe, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, went to Mashiach, and he met this person who's taking off the bandages. Amalei said to him, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Umori. Peace to you, my teacher and master. Amalei, so he said to him, Shalom Alecha, Bar Levi. Peace to you, the son of Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amalei said to him, Masasimar. So when is Mashiach coming? When's the master coming? Amalei Ayom. He said, I'm coming today. So he went to Leo. Amalei said to him, my Amalach, so what did Mashiach tell you? When is he coming? Amalei said, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. He told me, peace to you, son of Levi. That's a guarantee that you and your father are getting into the world to come. Mashiach is saying Shalom Aleichem to you. Amalei, after the day went by, Mashiach didn't come. Rabbi Shimon Levi said to Elio, Shikura Kashakirbi, he lied. Amalei Ayom Asina, he said he's coming today. He didn't come. Velawasi, he didn't arrive. Amalei Elio answered him, Achi Amalach, this is what he's telling you. Hayom. And he says, today, it's a pasuk. Today. In Bekolot Tishmo, if you listen to his voice. If you listen to the voice of Mashiach, then he's coming today. Shalu tell me, David, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. The students asked Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Eimasai ben David ba, when is Mashiach coming? Amai said, listen, Misyari ani, I'm afraid to tell you, Shema tevach shimimenu os, maybe you're going to ask for me some type of sign and miracle that my prediction is correct. Amalo, they said to him, Eimanu mevach shimimcha os, we're not asking for any sign. Amalem, he said, l'kishayipol ashar azeh, when the Roman gate collapses, V'yibaneh, then it's rebuilt. V'yipol, then it collapses a second time. V'yibaneh, it's rebuilt a second time. V'yipol, when it collapses the third time, they must speak and live no, so they won't be able to rebuild it at Sheben David Ba until Mashiach comes. So the Christians have to fall for Mashiach to come.
Does that mean the third Beit HaMikdash here? Is that what you're referring to, Rabbi?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Mashiach is the third Beit HaMikdash. Amru lo, the student said to Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Rabbeinu ten lanu os, all right, give us a sign. Amru lahem, he said to them, lo kacha marti lachem, didn't I tell you I don't want to get involved with you, you're going to try to demand of me to do some miracle? Sheinat mevakshim many os, the lo kacha marti, didn't you tell me, sheinat mevakshim many os, you're not going to ask of me a sign? Amru lo, they said to him, afo pichin, okay, we did make that promise, but even so, give us a sign. So he said to him, okay, imkach, if that's the case, the waters from the Pamyas cave, which is the source of the Jordan River, should turn to blood. And they did, in fact, turn to blood. I think the West. There's, the world is divided between the East and the West. So the West is Europe, Russia, America, these are all Christian countries influenced by Christianity overwhelmingly, even though they're not so religious anymore. And the East is Yishmael. That's Turkey, Syria.
So is that an indication to us who our eternal enemy finally is going to be?
ultimate enemy, and who has to fall?
We have a lot of enemies, but Mashiach is coming, Bezrat Hashem, hopefully soon. B'shas p'tirasa, when Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma died, Amar lahen, he told his students, Ha'amiku li aroni, I want you to dig a very deep grave and put my coffin deep, deep in the ground. Why? Because in the war of Gog u'Magog, Shein kol dekel v'dekel shebu bavel, Shein sushel parsiyim nikshar bo, there won't be a tree, there won't be a date tree in Iraq that won't have a Persian horse connected to it. So the commentators explain here that, says Rashi, Asidin parasumadai lavo al bavel ulalachta. In the future, Persia, Iran, is going to come to Iraq and conquer it, which is what happened this week. And the whole land of Iraq, Babel, will be filled with Persian soldiers and their horses, their weapons. And from there, they're going to come to the land of Israel, Volokdim Osa. They're going to conquer the land of Israel, as we know, with the exception of Yerushalayim. Mount Zion will be the refuge, and then there'll be a big explosion from Har HaZeitim that will destroy all of Gog u'Magog.
But it's good to be a friend of Baruch Parsi, because he, Mashiach may be going to be Parsi. I want to protect
Baruch you. Baruch is Mashiach.
I want Baruch. To protect you.
I'll show you the hiding places.
All right, so in Kol Dekel V'Dekel Shebu Bavel Shein Sushel Parsiyim Nikshar Bo. There won't be a date tree in Bavel without a horse of the Persians. And then the Persians are going to attack and conquer the land of Israel. And there won't be a coffin in Israel that the Persians are not going to dig up in order to use it as a feeding trough for their horses to put the grain in the coffins for the horses to eat from. So therefore, I want you to bury me deep, deep in the ground, that they're not able to reach me. Amar Rav, Rav said, Ein ben David ba, Mashiach won't come, ad shetispashet malchus harisha al Yisrael tishach hadashan, until the wicked kingdom spreads over the Jews for 9 months. And Amar, that's what the verse says. Therefore, you will place them for the time of those who give birth. In other words, 9 months. The end of that pasuk. And the remnants of his brethren will spread over the whole world. Wherever Jews are, there will be this wicked government. And then the Jews will eventually be brought back. Amar Ula Ula said, talking about all these terrible tragedies before the coming of Mashiach, Yesei, let Mashiach come. V'lo achamine, I don't want to see him. V'chein Amar Rabba, Rabba also used to say, Yesei, let Mashiach come, v'lo achamine, but I don't want to see him. Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef used to say, Yesei, let Mashiach come, v'ezke de'ese betule de'kufte de'chamre. And let me merit to sit in the shade of the excrement that comes out of the donkey of Mashiach. In other words, to even be somewhat close to Mashiach is already worthwhile because it's so special, even if I'm in the shade of the excrement of his donkey.
Why did they say they did not see him? Why did they not want
to? Because of how difficult it will be, because of all these travails, all these wars and difficulties and famine. Amar le Abaye le Rabba. Abaye said to Rabba, my time, why don't you want to see Mashiach? Because of all these difficulties, the birth pangs, we learned in a brisa. Shalu tell me to Mr. Belazar. The students asked Rabbi Elazar, what should a person do to be saved from the difficulties of Mashiach? And he told him, he should be busy with Torah and doing chesed. So, Mar, you, Rabba, you are a great master of Torah and doing chesed. Amar Lehi said, I'll tell you why. I'm worried that maybe because of sins, even though I do chesed, it'll be canceled out by my sins, and I'll be part of these terrible sufferings. Kidder Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, like the lesson of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Rami, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi asked about a contradiction. Ksiv, it says about Yaakov Avinu, when he went away from Esav. Hine Anochi Imach, Hashem tells him, I'm with you. Ushmartichu B'chol Asher Telech, I'll protect you wherever you go. Then when Yaakov comes back after 20 years with Lavan, Ksiv, it says, Vayira Yaakov Mol Vayetzer Lo, Yaakov was very afraid, and he was very afflicted. So what's he afraid of? He has a promise from Hashem. The answer is, he was worried that maybe his sins would cancel out that promise, and therefore he was very worried. In fact, we do find that. Kidatanya, think about Shirat Hayam. We learned in a Braisa about the Song of the Sea. Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Jewish people say, Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, until your nation God will pass through. Ad Yavor Amzu Kanisa, until your nation that you've acquired will pass through. Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, till your nation will pass through. That's now, Bia Rishona, the first entrance into the land. I'm sorry, that was the original entrance into the land of Israel with Yoshua, which was with great miracles. The sun stopped for Yoshua. Ad Yavor Amzu Kanisa, until this nation that you've acquired will go through. Zu Bia Shnia, that's the second entrance. So Emor Me'ata, so then you should say, Ruim HaYisrael Asas Lemnes B'Via Shnia K'Via Rishona. The second time we entered the land should have had such great miracles like the first time we entered the land. And why didn't it happen? El Shagar Machet, because of our sins, those merits were knocked out. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan also used to say, Yesi V'lo Achamine, let Mashiach come, I don't want to see him. Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said, my time, what's the reason that you don't want to see Mashiach? Ilem Mashum D'Chsiv, it's because of such terrible difficulties that are going to be there. Like the verse says that Kasher Yanos Ishbi Pnei Ha'ari, like a person running away from a lion, if go adov, then he's going to be attacked by a bear. He comes to the house, the Samach Yadu Alakir, he puts his hand on the wall, and Shachon Nachash, and a snake bites him. So there's so many difficulties, one after the next. So I could show you in this world also all sorts of problems. A guy goes out to his field to try to work there. Then the zoning official is there who says, oh, you know, you stole some field. Your field is smaller. Then, that's as if he just was attacked by a lion. Nichnas La'ir, he comes into the city, Pagabo Gaba. Then the tax man comes to collect taxes. Domek Misha Pago Dov, he feels like he's been attacked by a bear. Nichnas Lebeso, he comes into his house, and then he has a snake. Umatzabanav Ubnosa, Mutalam Barav, he has his children, Nebuch, starving, and they're hungry, and they're upset, there's nothing to eat. Domek Misha Neshachon Nachash, now he feels like he's been bitten by a snake. So why are you more worried? I mean, this is, the life here is also difficult. So I'll tell you why I don't want to see Mashiach. El Mishum Dechsiv, because it says about that time, Sha'aluna Re'u, ask and see, Im Yoled Zachar, if a male would give birth, Madua Ra'isi Kol Gever Yadav Al Chalatzav Kayoleda. So why do I see men with their hands on their thighs as if a woman is giving birth? The Nefchu Kol Panim Li Yarkon, and their faces are turned to green. My Ra'isi Kol Gever, what does it mean I see every man? I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who seemingly has all the power, and he has his hands on his thighs in pain, like a woman giving birth. What does it mean that his whole face turns into green? All the angels, all the holy Jews, their faces are turning to green. B'shash Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when God says, Halalu Ma'asi Yadai, V'halalu Ma'asi Yadai, the Jews are my handiwork, but the Goyim are also my handiwork. Heich Abed Elu Mipnei Elu, how could I destroy the Goyim in order to save the Jews? In other words, the attribute of mercy is saying there's this war between the Jews and the Goyim, and the attribute of mercy is saying, but the Goyim also shouldn't be wiped out. That's a very, very difficult reality. The Jews are going to be in such great danger. So the face will turn to green out of pain. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to be alive at that time of terrible difficulty. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, "Hayne d'amayinchi," this is what people say, "Roid v'nafal tura," when the ox runs and falls and he can't do the work in the field anymore. So then the owner goes and puts the horse in his place. So then when the ox recovers, the owner doesn't want to take away the horse. So the same thing is true. You know, we were the beloved ones, but then Hashem gave greatness to the nations of the world. Because of our sins, we fell. And now that we want to come back, it's going to be hard to take away from the nations of the world to give back to us. I'm Rav Gidol Marav. Rav Gidol said, Rav. Asid in Yisrael, the Achli Shnei Mashiach. The Jews are, in the future, are going to eat all the benefits of the years of Mashiach. They're going to have all that good. It's going to come to the Jews. I'm Rav Yosef Shita, of course. Elaman Achlu. Who's going to get the benefit? Who are the demons going to get it? So the Gemara answers, Lafuke mid Reb Hillel. Rav Gidel was against Rabbi Hillel. So Amar ein Mashiach liYisrael. Rabbi Hillel argued that the Jews are never going to be redeemed anymore. That he thought Shekvar Achlu bimei Chizkiyahu. The days of Chizkiyahu, that's when Chizkiyahu should have been Mashiach. We should have been redeemed then. The fact that we weren't means that we're not going to be redeemed further. Amar Rav, Rav said, Lo Ibri Alma El LeDavid. The whole world was created for the merit of David, who's going to sing to Hashem. Shmuel Amar LeMoshe, for the merit of Moshe, is going to teach us Torah. And Rav Yochanan Amar, for the merit of Mashiach, will be greater than David and Moshe. Mashmo, what's the name of Mashiach? So every rabbi says, it's my name. Reb Shila Amri in the yeshiva, Reb Shila used to say, Shilo Shmo. His name is Shilo. Shenemar Ad Ki Yavo Shilo, till Shilo will come. Reb Yana Amri Yenon Shmo. And Reb Yana's yeshiva, they used to say, it's our Rebbe's name, Yenon. Shenemar, as it says, Yishmo Lo Olam, his name will be forever. Lifnei Shemesh, before the sun, Yenon Shmo. His name is Yenon. The Reb Chanina Amri, the yeshiva Reb Chanina, they said, Chanina Shmo. His name is Chanina. Shenemar Asher Lo Atein Lachem Chanina. I haven't yet given you Chanina. I haven't yet given you the mercy of Mashiach. V'yeshom, but some say Menachem and Chizkiyah Shmo. His name is Menachem, the son of Chizkiyah. Shneamar, as the verse says, Ki rachak mimeni Menachem. For the Menachem is far from me, Meshiv Nafshi, the one who restores my soul. Rabban Hamid, the Rabbanan say, Chivr debe Rabbi Shmo. He's called the Metzora in the Yeshiva of Rabbi. Shneamar, as it says, Achein chalyenu hu nasab. Behold, he carries our sin, umachovenus of alam, and our pains are what his burden is. Vanachnu chashavu nagua, and we considered him a person who was plagued, muka Elohim umuneh, hit by God and afflicted. Am Rav Nachman of Nachman used to say, Imin chayahu, if Mashiach is from the living, kagonana. It's like someone like me. Shneamar, as the verse says, Vaya adiro mimenu umoshlomi kirbo yetse. And his greater one will be from him, greater than those who come from Beis David. Rav Nachman was from that family of Reish Galusa. Amar Rav. Rav said, Imin Chayahu, if he's from the living, go Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's like Rebbe, who was a Baal Yisurim and a lot of suffering. Imin Mesayahu, if he's from the dead, go Daniel Ishchamudos. He's like Daniel Ishchamudos, who also went through a lot of suffering, thrown into the lion's den. I'm reviewed them. Rav reviewed the same name of Rav. Asad Hakadosh Baruch Hu LaHamid Lahem David Acher. Hashem's going to give to the Jews another David. Shneamar, as it says, Va'avdu Es Hashem Elokeim Ve'istavin Malkam Asher Akim Lahem. They will serve God their Lord and David their King that I will lift up for them. Hakim Lo Neamar, not that I lifted, Ela Akim that I will lift. I'm Le'er Papal Abaya. Rav Papa said to Abaya, how could you say that? Vaksib, but doesn't the verse say, Ve'David Avdi Nasi Lahem Lo Olam? David, my servant, is their king, prince over them forever. Answer the Gemara, the new David is Kagon Kesar or Palge Kesar. There's like a king and the assistant to the king. The new David will be the king, and David HaMelech, Nasi Lo'olam, he will be the assistant forever. Why do we have to have a second?